Blog Talk Radio.
I'm
What's up, motherfuckers? This is the one and only Matt Big Sats Frankel, and you're tuned in to the first ever Rockin' Weekends here on Big Stats Idle Hour. I'm your host, Matt Big Sats Frankel, and we're giving Diamond some time off for these Rockin' Weekends. We're going to be back here next weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, doing it again. But meet our special guest hosts for Rockin' Weekends. First guest host, come in, Breezy. How you doing today?
I've had better days. How about you?
Hopefully this day is going to start getting better. We're going to have some rockin' joints. And with us again, you remember her. She's usually with us on our Freestyle Fridays, but is also a diehard hard rock fan. How you doing today, Skip? Yo, Skippa, come in.
What's up, everyone? How's everyone doing?
Alright. So, we got a great show for you. Pretty soon we're going to have a, hopefully by next week, we're going to have our first interview here on Rockin' Weekend. This is an act that's pretty close to one of our Rockin' Weekend co-hosts. Breezy, tell us a bit about this this artist we're going to have with us next week.
What would you like to know?
Just tell us a bit about him, what he's about, what kind of music he's got going on.
He's a hardcore rocker. He's in a screaming heavy metal band and has a pretty good voice.
Alright.
Really cool.
Alright, so we're going to have some interesting things going on. One segment that we're going to have on here on Rockin' Weekends, we've all gone and we've heard of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. This segment that we're going to be doing here, that we're going to have for one song each week, every week one of us is going to nominate a different song. This week I nominated a song. I'm going to play it out, give a brief description about the song and why I nominated it, and then our other two hosts are just going to rip into it, you know, like it's a roast. You know, we're going to play it out one, just so you guys could hear without any interruptions, followed by another time with all the volume lowered so you can hear all the interruptions. This is going to be something, I think that's going to be really funny. And, you know, just to show that I'm a good sport with this, because there's a lot of artists out there we're going to rip it into as this show progresses. But just to show that I'm a good sport, I nominated rock song that I actually recorded several years back. I never wanted to put it out, but people kept begging me to put it out. I thought it could have had a lot more live instruments. It could have been a lot better. I've made this song before I was even Big Stats. I wrote it, back in high school and got it produced in, probably like 2005, I would say. So just so you guys can get a fresh listen, and yes, Skippa, you have backed me up on this one, so you've heard this song before. This is a rock song that I'm not only nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Shame, but recording it myself.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about now.
Here Goes Nothing. This is Get Out of My Life.
Oh, that song. For what you just heard, this is one of those few times where I can honestly tell you when the remake comes out, it'll be better. I'm gonna mic you guys up, turn down the volume on that. You guys are now officially mic'd up. So when you start hearing the music, what's
up? Matt, you said that you wanted to critique this show. All right, here comes the first critique and the first asshole ripping. Are you ready?
All right,
I give you props on the depth of what the meaning behind it was, but I have to tell you, it sounded like a bad polka song gone wrong. I'm sorry, I couldn't resist.
And Skippa, what do you think? You've actually stood by me while performing this train wreck.
Yeah. I can tell you this, the first time I heard that song, I was like, dude, that is like way, way too pitchy. Like, it was like, oof. I was like, the lyrics are good lyrics, but damn. Way too pitchy.
Yeah, I think I was on a time constraint, so I don't know where my balls went when I recorded this, but
I'm
just going to leave that one alone. I could make some definitely bad jokes on that one, but I'll just leave that one alone. I'll be nice. All right.
should we rip on this song a bit more or go on to the next song?
Next song.
I think we should go on to the next song.
All right. This one is actually from an independent artist that I met out in Florida around the time where I first actually met Breezy. It was around that same period in time. This group is called Love Contraband, and so is the name of the song.
I figured, don't need to say Love Contraband twice, but that's the name of the song. Here it is. Contraband by Love Contraband. What you two think about that track?
Well, first off, I thought maybe it's just on my end, but it wasn't just that song either. But some of the songs sound pretty staticky and cut in and out at times.
Yeah, I couldn't hear it either. And what I gathered in the first part is they're trying way too hard to sound like the Sex Pistols. And I can tell also why they weren't very popular because they sucked.
I thought they were trying to sound like Metallica or something, like back in their older days, but yeah.
So, I'm going to let you guys decide, should we toss to a Linkin Park, a Manson, or an Ozzy?
Can I play the song?
Sure, surprise us with something.
Anything's got to be better than that last one.
I see we got a nomination for next weekend's Rock and Roll Hall of Shame.
Yeah,
I'm
definitely.
I'm just scrolling down the list right now. Can I play one of the songs that I inputted? I'm still loading now, though, but
sure,
this one has loaded.
This is going to be a surprise. Breezy, this is going to be a surprise to both of us because she input this song on her own, so let's just hope and pray that it's good.
Why?
Praying a few days.
Running Out by Muse. All right, Breezy, what do you think of that one?
Very emo, for starters. For second off, was that a man or a woman? I really couldn't tell, because at the beginning it sounded like a woman, and then
like
it got further in the song, it sounded like a guy. And I personally never heard the song before, so I really couldn't rag on it that much.
That was one of their first big hits, like early 2000, I think.
And who was it?
Muse,
is that what you said?
M-U-S-E. Yeah,
yeah, kind of like a muse, but without the
What the?
Shall we move on to the next song?
Alright, here's something I think we can all enjoy. Should we go with Linkin Park with Crawling?
Go ahead.
Sure, I remember when that first came out.
Here's our, one of our throwback, joints. Linkin Park with Crawling. Rock and roll music education lesson from Skippa. Now, what was that you were saying earlier about the timing of when those two acts first broke out into the scene?
Muse came out long before Linkin Park did.
All right.
They came out, let's see, here it is, on an indie band. They formed in 1994. Their first CD came out. More people know their newer songs, though, because those were the ones that they played on K-Rock a lot, or, like, Star, stuff like that. Like, they know more about, let's see here, Supermassive Black Hole, or,
So next week we'll have to get some of their newer stuff so we can...
I don't like their newer stuff. That's when they start turning crappy.
And speaking of bands that changed up their sound, since we just played Linkin Park, I just got to ask this, and you guys can give your opinions on this.
Yeah, they should not have changed their sound.
When the fuck did Linkin Park decide to start sucking on Green Day's proverbial dick with their sound? I mean, I like Green Day. I love
Green Day.
But Linkin Park shouldn't be sounding like Green Day. I mean, they're sounding so much like Green Day that Green Day decided to go on vacation because Linkin Park's already doing all the Green Day material.
First off, the lead singer of Green Day actually has talent. Unlike the lead singer from Linkin Park, you cannot pay me to go see Linkin Park live. Now, granted,
they're
amazing live.
I saw Linkin Park probably 3 times live at the Meteora Tour in 2005.
Then
I saw them perform with Jay-Z, and No Doubt was also there, and Jurassic 5 was there, and a lot of people were there. But let me just say, with Jay-Z, that was freaking amazing.
Yeah, but that's when they were still doing Hybrid Theory and Meteora music. That was in their prime. That's all I'm saying. That was Linkin Park in their prime.
Their second album. You know, who actually sits there and remakes their entire first album? I mean, really, seriously, come fuck on.
Yeah, I really didn't like that reanimation album. That was, that was horrible.
I would rather sit there and actually have food poisoning rather than listen to it.
Breezy, I'm going to give you some options, and you're going to pick the next one. I figure we should go even darker with this next joint and play a song by Marilyn Manson. We got On Deck. Rocky's Dead.
Ooh, Tainted Love.
Tainted Love. And The Dope Show. Apparently we have Skippa's choice for after that, but Breezy, what's your choice?
Say the names again. I only caught 2 of them.
Rock is Dead, Sweet Dreams, Tainted Love, and The Dope Show.
I would say Rock is Dead.
All right, this is Marilyn Manson with Rock is Dead, and we're going to follow it upon Skippa's request with Marilyn Manson with Tainted Love.
No, I don't need 2 in a row. I do not need 2 in a row.
You should have had the Beautiful People on there, too.
Yeah.
That was a classic. We're going to have to put that one on for next week's show. Here, but in the meantime, here's Marilyn Manson with Rock is Dead. Classic joint there. Skipper, I don't think you've heard this song before. What do you think of that song? Well, that sounds a little underwhelming. And Breezy, I figure you picked it, you liked it.
Oh, well, you couldn't tell because I was singing while we were on mute, could you?
I wish I would have known. I would have took you off mute.
Oh, note to self. I won't be singing any longer.
We've got a lot of great tracks on here. Should we listen to some POD, Youth of a Nation, Papa Roach, Hollywood Whore, or should
Hollywood Whore.
Apparently, Skipper wants a Hollywood Whore.
Oh, don't we all? I mean, really, so long as they don't come with STDs, that's cool with me.
No, I like that song.
Here it is, Papa Roach with Hollywood Whore.
Hollywood whore, passed out on the floor. I'm sorry, but the party's over. Cocaine nose and trendy clothes, gotta send her to rehab. She found out she's got no soul, but it really doesn't bother her. Queen, American dream. Oh, what a role model. Throwing a fit, making a scene like no tomorrow. Hollywood whore, back out on the floor. Can't take it no more. I'm sorry, but the party's over. The talk of the town is she's going down.
What'd you ladies think about
that whore giving an STD?
What about the whore giving the STD?
I said it sounds to me like that whore gave him one hell of an STD.
Sounds very painful.
He
must got the crabs.
I was thinking something a little more painful than crabs. If he's going to write an entire song about it, come on.
I love that song.
And once again, I'm the only one that laughs at my joke. Oh, well.
So, what kind of STD do you think he got?
I'd have to say probably something awful.
fucking what?
Are you really sure you want me to repeat that?
Go for it. It's uncensored internet radio.
All right. Sounds to me like he was fucking a blue waffle.
A what? A blue waffle?
It sounded like he had blue balls? What?
Ew. Oh, man.
No, the blue balls is why he saw the Hollywood report.
Alright,
oh man.
Let's move on to the next song.
Yeah, this is getting a little too crazy. Speaking of crazy, here's Ozzy Osbourne with Crazy Train.
Oh man.
Well, Skippa, tell us how you really feel.
I don't like Ozzy. I think he sucks.
All right. Do you have a suggestion from one of the songs you uploaded that you'd like to play instead?
Well, the other ones haven't uploaded yet because the show started before I could finish uploading, so it takes forever now that we're on the show that it takes forever for them to upload while we're going. But... I'll play my favorite one, though.
How about a little Nirvana?
No, I hear Nirvana constantly on the radio. You think I want to hear it again?
Alright, surprise us again.
I'm playing my song. Bye-bye.
that was No Doubt with Hella Good. We're going to keep it a little easy on Gwen here. No Doubt's one of Skip's favorite bands, and we might be auditioning for her, so we don't want to burn too many bridges. I know I'm about to have a big risk here. Breezy, what's up?
I'm still here. I think I'll just bite my tongue till it bleeds on this one.
Alright,
but I do have a request.
Hold on. What's that?
I do have a request.
Alright.
For some actual rock music, please. Please. How about some Slipknot? Well,
Skip, did you upload any
third album shit either? I mean, like one of those.
You know what? I think I have just what the doctor has been looking for. Gotta find it. We're gonna go a little into overtime on this show, just to get it on something really rocking.
The No Doubt song I was uploading, but it hasn't finished loading yet.
Hold on. Hold that thought.
Because apparently you only like the rock steady stuff. I've been a fan of her since I was 8 years old, so I've been a Rana Black. Since
1995. On that note...
What? I know I'm younger than you two.
On that note, here's Arthur Kill with Rock Superstar.
Wait, is this Cypher 2?
Mega deals, well, nobody.
That was Rock Superstar by Arthur Kills. And I just wanted to let you know, Gwen, if you're listening, none of the comments from earlier is any disrespect towards you. Both myself and Skippa are like the shit that you put out there and say the good work. And we're going to continue on with this show. But I get what Breezy was saying, wanting something with a little bit more edge. I'm hoping that was a nice thirst quencher there, Breezy. What do you think?
It was. I've personally never heard the song before, but I did enjoy the screaming through it.
And
it was a little better.
And Skippa, I know you were texting me back and forth throughout the song, so I'm not sure if you were paying attention to the song as well. But what'd you think of that song?
No, I knew that song. I was like, oh, so this is the original. Yeah, I was like, because I know Cypress Hill did Rock Superstar, like the rock version, and then Rap Superstar where they did it more rap. I wasn't sure who. I knew they probably weren't the original that did Rock Superstar in the first place, but I was like, yeah.
Yeah, there's in the rock world, there's a shitload of covers out there. Some of them are good. Some of them are bad. Some of them should just never happen. Usually, I'm a fan of Marilyn Manson covers, but when Marilyn Manson tried to do Iron Man by Black Sabbath, I just wasn't having it.
I don't want to hear that song. Please don't play that song.
Good. Neither do I, so I'm not going to play it.
I'm scrolling down the list. I want to play it. I wish my other songs would have uploaded by now, but because we're already on the air, it takes forever for them to upload when we're already have gone.
So, just out of curiosity, what are some of these other songs that you have in store for us?
Stupefied by Disturbed, Paralyzer, Finger 11, Special, Garbage, and Push and Shove from No Doubt. But they're not uploaded yet, so we have to do that different day, so.
All right, we'll have that on a different day.
Say the next song. I said that.
I didn't know that we've come upon the karaoke hour.
What? This is not karaoke.
Alright.
There's a lot of R&B and hip hop going on this mix on here, so I'm trying to scroll through, see what we do.
While you do that, and then I'll let you pick whatever song you want after that, we're going to hit you with Van Halen with Dreams.
Oh, God.
We'll be right back.
With Dreams. Little known fact about that song, Eddie Van Halen, who obviously the band is named after, was contacted by Michael Jackson to back when they were recording Beat It to play guitar for Beat It, and had the option to be in the music video, but turned Michael Jackson down because Eddie Van Halen at the time did not think that Michael Jackson's Beat It was going to be a hit. What do you two think about this?
Hello?
I want to get tired. Dude, I just want to get high.
So if you could go based on this information and slap Eddie Van Halen upside the head, would you, based off of that factual information?
Yeah.
What about you, Breezy?
Hell yeah.
Alright.
Sorry, I was very distracted with watching a video that I got sent to me on my Yahoo account.
Is it a hot girl, and did the girl get wet yet?
No, but one girl definitely did.
Oh my God.
All right.
Just say that in the air.
It's fucking rock and roll. Anything goes.
Okay. I sent you a text like a few minutes ago about a song I was thinking about playing, but yeah, you obviously haven't gotten it yet, so.
Thanks, Tyler. I just got it.
Yeah.
I
mean, I would rather play Let Me Blow Your Mind by with Ethan Gwynn, but that's not really rock, right?
No, so, that's not rock.
Well, that's the best hand of my video.
Is it?
Alright,
since
well,
my other songs still have not uploaded yet. And I don't see a lot of good songs on here.
Alright, yeah, if you want to play Faint Toxic right now, go for it.
I just had it and I lost it.
I'll play it.
No, I'll do it. Got it.
Mashup between Faint by Linkin Park and Toxic by, excuse me, I think I have an allergy coming on. Alright, anyways, we're going to keep the music rolling with it back to back. Here's Dramarama with Anything Anything.
Please just tell me what the hell is wrong. Do you want to be
That was Dramarama with Anything, Anything. Breezy Skipper, what you think about that one?
Well, I've always loved that song, so.
You're drawing a blank?
No, but I'm being polite. What else we got on this list?
Alright, you're good. Breezy, you're going to have to later on over Facebook send me some MP3s you want on for next weekend's show. We're actually going to, we can either keep it going for a little bit longer, we're already in overtime, or do our closer, let you guys say where they can find you, and end it with a song that I'm relating to the closer.
We should play an NSFP Crew song.
It's not really rock, but there is one song.
The closest one to rock is probably Say My Name.
I don't know if I have that one out, but
it's not really rock.
Hold on. It's not really the song that I'm about to play. It's not really rock, and it's sort of MSFP Crew related, but not really MSFP Crew.
I have seen my name right here. Unless that's not mine.
I don't think that one's yours. Anyways, but don't worry. We're going to play, you're ruining this a surprise. I'm going to play something of yours. This bitch here, Kippa. Hold on. She might do hip-hop, but she's so fucking rock and roll. She created
a legend anthem.
Eat me out. Tell these bitches.
That's not rock.
Eat her out. It's not rock.
I heard the concept of it.
Anyways. This is going to be our one non-rock song of the show before we do our closer. You wrote the song, not me. And
yes, but
it's the highest selling song on Idol Compilation Volume 1. So here we go.
Baby, in you. thing to do. I'll loosen up when I stretch your cooch. When I hit you with that boom, 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 boom. How? I'll get to saying wow. Yeah, you know that's what I be all about. When I use my mouth, you'll see me. Oh, 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 yo, I'll go down there. Yeah, yeah, so let you know. When I'm done, you want some more. When I eat you out, eat you out. When I eat you out, eat you out. Keep on talking circles, they go round and round. When I touch your titties again, I'm rock hard like I was playing an electric guitar. You to me, because I fuck.
Lesbian anthem, Eat Me Out. And in a second, I'm going to let Breezy ask one question about in regards to that song to Skippa. So, Breezy, what question do you have for Skippa after hearing that song?
Do you want me to eat you out? Yeah.
Well, the ball is
back
in your hand. Or I should say the pussy.
I got it, yeah.
Back in that year, my mind was extremely on overdrive. So let me just say, I sort of defeated the level of explicit lyrics in this day than I did in that day. But I still am pretty sexual with my lyrics, but back in 2012, it was twice as much. Let me put it that way.
But you didn't answer the question. Do you want her to eat you out?
I'm not saying that over the air, no way.
Apparently, the two of you guys are going to have a private conversation later. So fellas listening, wish them luck. Anyways, we're about to go to our closer right now. Got to find my song for the closer. All right. So this is going to come off sounding towards the end, a little public service announcement. But here we go. Alrighty. You can find past and present episodes of Big Stat Title Hour at bigstattitlehour.com or by going to msfpinc.com. That's msfpinc.com, where you can check out past and present episodes of this show, Big Stat Title Hour. Hear music by my group, the MSFP crew, and music that I've produced. Find out about the MSFP label and the MSFP studios. See all the projects I'm involved with. And while you're there at msfp.com, msfpinc.com, that's msfpinc.com, go there, scroll down, find that beautiful yellow button, and donate to the youth of the nation. We're starting a foundation for the youth of the nation that benefits special needs children through music education. And if by any chance you guys haven't figured out what my closing song is, it's POD with Youth of the Nation. Thank you.
her. Too bad he never told her she deserved much better. Johnny Boy always played the fool. He broke all the rules so you would think he was cool. He was never really one of the guys. No matter how hard he tried, up the thought of suicide. It's kind of hard when you ain't got no friends. He put his life to an end. They might remember him then. You cross the line and there's no turning back. Told the world how he felt with the sound of a gas.
With Youth of a Nation. Remember, you can find us on Twitter at all in caps, Big Stats Radio, or by liking us on Facebook. You can also search up my group with Skippa on Twitter by going at MSFP Crew. That's at MSFP underscore KR3W. Skippa, you go first. Tell them where they can find you.
Well, I'm on Instagram and Twitter and a few other places, but it's mostly at Skippa the Rapper, which is SKIPPADARAPPA. So.
All right, and Breezy, where can they find you if they want to connect with you?
Who are you?
What?
Who are you? Because I'm not comfortable with giving out my last name.
I didn't know if you had another link. Alrighty, on that note, we're going to be closing out this show.
Matt.
We'll catch you guys next time here on Big Stats Idle Hour. Peace. What?
I sent you a text saying I want to play one more song.
All right, we're going to go one last song. Play it.
Yes.
Production. Now here we go. I've been watching you for a minute. Come through here so sweet. in my mind all the time. I wanna keep you right by my side till I die. I'm gonna hold you down, make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong. Let me hold you down like a real friend's supposed to. I'm trying to show you the life of somebody like you should be living. Oh, baby, baby, can never go wrong.
Never.
If you let me hold you.
I'ma keep you on what's popping, shake you fresh to death. We hit the mall, we can ball till there's no more left. I know you ain't used to it, but you gon' get used to it. Cause that's the only way I'ma do it, just let me hold you. Homies think I'm tripping, cause I got you a pad. But see, they just mad, cause they ain't get you, they ain't get you. Scorpio is your sign, and boy, you're so fine. And I would do whatever in no time, no shine. It's what you're coming with, but I'ma change all that. Rearrange that, put you in the range, all black. With the wrist to match, phone attached, TV's in the back. How you gon' say no to that, huh? Chick, look at me like, here you go. Really bad to blow some dough, but ain't nobody did it before. So why you gon' hold it? See, I believe this was meant to be. Just gotta work at it like a crack addict up in rehab.
In my arms, in my mind, all the time. I wanna keep you right by my side till I die. I'm gonna hold you down, make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong. If you let me hold you down like a real friend's supposed to. I'm trying to show you the life of somebody like you should be living. Oh, baby, baby, can never go wrong.
Never.
If you let me hold you
down, down, around California. Everybody know now what I'm trying to do. I said down, down, around California for fam. I'm just trying to get you to down, down, around California for fam. Everybody know now what I'm trying to do. I said down, down, around California for fam. I'm just trying to get you to let me hold you.
In my arms, in my mind, all the time. I wanna keep you right by my side till I die. I'm gonna hold you down, make sure everything is right with you. You can never go wrong.
If you let me hold you down like a real friend's supposed to. I'm trying to show you the life of somebody like you should be living.
Oh, baby, baby, you can never go wrong, never.
If you let me hold you.
Hey, yo, man, skip it here. Know what it is?
Alright, that was MSFP Crew's cover of Let Me Hold You, and now we're going to wrap up the show, and after this, close out the show with something that really rocks. It's Ozzy Osbourne with Crazy Train.
We'll be right back.
Alright, that was Ozzy Osbourne with Crazy Chain. We've reached the end of our episode. But catch us here next time on Big Sets Al Hour. And we'll be back next weekend for more Rockin' Weekend. Peace.